Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj mentions how he appeared in Jagannath Puri and he left in Navadip, just as Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadip, and we can say left in Puri. So, what brought Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur down into this world? It's not like the conditioned souls of this world who are forced to appear here as a reaction, to karmic reaction to their past activities. Sometimes Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj would say that attracted by the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Srila Saraswati Thakur appeared here. That's the significance, that not the father. Is that our music or somebody else's? Okay. So, not the family connection, although someone can say he is the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We know Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, following the analysis of Totaram Das Babaji, the 13, 14 different types of Sahajya Sampradaya, one of which is Jata Goshai, means by birth they've achieved that position. The son of Einstein is not Einstein. You know, Pablo Picasso has a daughter named Paloma. The best thing she could do was make a perfume called Picasso. So just because one's father is something, one's, that doesn't mean that you necessarily inherit that spiritual substance. So rather, Gurudev was saying, Saraswati Thakur is attracted, drawn an irresistible attraction to the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Whereas others, he's dismissing out of hand. So many so-called Vaishnava Babajis, right? Dismissed all of them, right? The exception of Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhagavat Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, and Bhangji Das Babaji. When Srila Saraswati Thakur toured Vrindavan, as we did the Braja Mandal Parikrama, where you go and visit all the holy places in Vrindavan. At the conclusion, in other words, that he pushed his, dashed his palm against his forehead and said, I'm so unfortunate, I couldn't find a single Vaishnava. This is very peculiar. Before you go, if you say something, when you're going to Vrindavan, you say, oh, everyone in Vrindavan is a devotee of Krishna. Right? Raghunath Das Goswami, yat kinchit trigumukhi katamukam goshte samastam itat sarvananda mukunda daitam daitam lilanukulam param. Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, is praising even the lower species of Vrindavan. So everyone there is a devotee, right? That sometimes called the land of Krishna. So, why is our grand guru, Param Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, saying, oh, I'm so unfortunate, I just circumambulated the whole of Vrindavan, I just visited all of these holy places, and I couldn't find a single Vaishnava. I couldn't find a devotee. Srila Guru Maharaj and the disciples of Saraswati Thakur, this was a great shock to them as well. How can our Gurudev make this kind of statement? So they're thinking to offer up the name of someone who is revered as not only a devotee, but the highest type of devotee, a Siddha Purush, someone who's achieved perfection. Right? So they mentioned the name of this person. What about so-and-so? And Saraswati Thakur said, nah, he is a Kanishta Adhikari, and third-class devotee, the lowest division, or sometimes rendered by Guru Maharaj as infant class. He's an infant. Now, one you think, such arrogance, this is not befitting a devotee to express such an arrogant position. Is what Saraswati Thakur says, arrogance or something else? Srila Guru Maharaj, he is not one who subscribes to blind faith. If his Gurudev is making these statements, like this, Guru Maharaj, he will accept them in principle, but he's also going to search his heart and Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnav to understand, to adjust himself. As he mentioned, Saraswati Thakur saying in his final days, religion means proper adjustment. That's what it's all about. We live in the world. The world is always going to seduce us into thinking that it is real, that it is important, that it is deserving of all of our energy, our attention, our devotion. But Saraswati Thakur said, religion means proper adjustment between the absolute and the relative. This is the relative world. Without any reference to the absolute, it gives you nothing. When all is said and done, you have nothing. Even as we sit here, we don't know who our great ancestors are. Maybe some of the Chinese devotees know. But usually we know mother, father, grandfather, that's it. We don't really know. They say, oh no, someone's got a project on the internet and they can... The truth of the matter is people do not know. Otherwise, there would not be a project on the internet to try and tell them. So it happens. You live here for a short time, then you're gone. And whatever was important to you, your life, your loves, your relationships, your nationality, your country, your this, your that, all zero and less than zero. Right? We don't even remember it. Right? Brahmanda Brahmite, if we've been born so many times, we don't remember. Right? Sangskar, after so many impressions, we don't know. So, what was Srila Saraswati Thakur referring to is a qualitative assessment that the plane that he came from, he's not seeing that type of quality of devotion. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he had some opportunity to observe this so-called Vaishnava that everyone offered up as a Siddha Purush, Maha Purush. And he was showing ecstatic symptoms. Right? Some people will say he couldn't go to a reading of the Bhagavad. If he hears the name of Krishna, he will go into an ecstatic state. And Guru Maharaj said, one man on one side, wiping the foam from a man on the other side, like a show, he saw. And we hear in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu enters some, like Asta Sattvika Bikar, ate simultaneously express divine ecstatic symptoms to an infinite degree. He may enter an ecstatic state for 9 hours and then gradually go from deep internal consciousness to half external, half internal, to finally to external, some consciousness of the external world. Whereas Guru Maharaj said, this man, he's 1 minute supposed to be in some divine state, and then shortly afterwards, he's engaged in very ordinary conversation. He's started observing different things about that so-called Siddha Mahatma. And then some news came to him. People told, oh, another Babaji just celebrated his 50th year in Vrindavan. And Guru Maharaj said he couldn't tolerate the praise of the other. Rupa Goswami says, Baba Bhakti, if genuine, then man shunyata, the absence of false prestige. I don't see anything of value in this world, especially including name and fame. So when he heard he celebrated his 50th year, he said, yes, but he was married before. I've been here all this time as a brahmachari. So Guru said, some ego coming forth. So then he came to this conclusion. He said, our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they have descended from the plane that this gentleman, by his practices, is trying to ascend to. By his spiritual practices, he's trying to elevate himself. He said, whereas our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they've descended from that higher plane. And that's the cause of Srila Saraswati Thakur saying, I couldn't find a single Vaishnava of the quality that he is used to, means Goloka Vrindavan, the original, that type of devotion, not to be found in this plane. He himself, before he began the missionary activities of Gaudiya Math, his chanting, his vow was to chant 1 billion names of Krishna in 1 month. Like our devotee, they're proud to chant 16 rounds or 64 rounds. So please tell them. They may not know that the sound, you know, we have our walls are made out of gossamer wings. So, his chanting 1 billion, his vow to chant 1 billion names of Krishna in a month. And he's going on with his deep internal spiritual culture in Mayapur. Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur once asked him to take up the seva of the deities in Mayapur. And Saraswati Thakur was reluctant to accept that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you want to become a Visheshvadi? Meaning, they're the people who deny the form of God. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teasing him, it's too much trouble for you to worship the deity? And Saraswati, no, not like that. So anyway, in that place, he got the inspiration to come down to the Madhyam position, accessible to others, and begin the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Math. And he later, Guru Maharaj said, once in Bombay, perhaps very enraged and frustrated, he sometimes disappointed with his disciples and say their lack of extending Krishna conception to others and maybe being overly focused on their own development. He said, I didn't want to do this. It wasn't my desire to come to this position. But I was, you know, forced to take this position and accept this trouble. Right? He's trying to tell them that if he remained in the, what we call a bhajanandi position, only engaged in his internal culture, then we wouldn't be sitting here attempting to praise him today. There'd be no, you know, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chaitanya Saraswati Math. Everything springs out of Saraswati Thakur's divine will and pastimes. Whereas wrote in that pranam, Bilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani. May the vani, the voice, the instructions, the orders of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Vilasatu Hridi Nityam, play, vilas, means like divine, may they divinely play upon our hearts when in that Mayapur, when he came out, got the inspiration to begin preaching, seeing a page of the Chaitanya Charitamritam came somehow floating to him. What was it? Let's say, Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Vaishnava Seva, Murti Pratishtha, four or five things. It's from the Sanatan Shiksha that and we see later it was included in the Gaudiya Math logo, that these should be the activities of his mission. And Guru Maharaj is saying, in summary, he distilled from the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the most important thing is sadhu sangha, spiritual association. Right? So he created a society, but he also created the members of that society. Like we're told the Vaishnava is sparshamani, like a touchstone, he infused his disciples with his conception, his supreme Krishna conception. Guru Maharaj is told when Saraswati Thakur was, they had to attend to some legal matters for the Gaudiya Math. And so even on that type of thing, he's preaching to the lawyers. And so one of the lawyers said to him, are you trying to convert me? And Saraswati Thakur said, yes, I am trying to convert you. He said, if you could give 5 minutes of your attention to what I'm saying, automatically you'd be converted. And you'd see, it's not really a conversion. It's actually what is within you. Right? We hear in Charitamritam, Krishna bhakti nitya siddha sadhya kabunoi shravanadi shuddha chitte koruye udoy. Actually, Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, Krishna conception is within the heart, naturally. But there are certain things that bring it out. So he's saying it wouldn't be a conversion, like you were something and then you're adding this. Actually, it will just begin to manifest and develop in your hearts. How? By hearing. Right? He, Guru Maharaj describes in his song, of which the refrain is Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam, says, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam. He's the Hari Kirtan Murti. He's the preaching of Krishna consciousness personified. That's what is evidenced from these type of stories and examples. Right? That's how he's distributing mercy, by continuously speaking about Krishna, right? Not other things. When he would read, proofread Gaudiya Math publications, or they would tell him, here's a story written by such and such Prabhu, he would say, how many times is the name Krishna mentioned in the article? And they go, oh, you know, like this many times. Oh, then it's a good article. No mention of Krishna, not a good article. No mention of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And that's how we should apply that analysis to our own conversation. If we're going to interact with other people, there can be the world, and living in the world is going to bring us in connection with so many people. Somehow or other, our job is to inject Krishna into the conversation. Krishna and Karshna, Krishna and his devotees, somehow. Then we're having a meaningful conversation with somebody. If there's no Krishna in it, it's a waste of, it's just like your, the lungs are, what does Radharani say, Sukadeva Goswami say, like, you know what the bellows is, the blacksmith used to have? And the old, they take, what is it, goats, I guess, and they make this bag for making a fire, right? You pump this bag and it's the old system for creating a fire. That's the example of like what your lungs are. Your lungs are just pumping air, right? What does Saraswati Thakur say? Prana ache jar se hetu prachar. Speaking of air, prana ache jar se hetu prachar. One who's got life preaches. One who preaches gets life. So one of Guru Maharaj's, one of the disciples of Saraswati Thakur is very attracted to Guru Maharaj's preaching, was Saki Charan Babu. And he was there in the beginning when Saraswati Thakur was alone. He was Bimala Prasad, the brahmachari, living in, there are only a few who interacted with him in those days, his early disciples. Saki Charan Babu was one of them. And he said when sometimes Saraswati Thakur was preaching to them, and it was so high, it was very difficult to follow and to understand. But while preaching, he said he would be pounding on the table, you know, pleading with them, intensely expressing Krishna conception, right? And so much so that his face became flush with the intensity of the expression, means the blood was rushing to his face. And Guru Maharaj said, from this description, we understood what is a lotus face. Like that's appears in the Sanskrit poetry, the lotus face. So there's the blue lotus, but there's also the pink lotus. And he said, when his face was like that, with blood rushing through his face, expressing with great intensity Krishna conception. And Guru Maharaj, he's recording and expressing these things in his poetry and song. When he wrote the sloka, Nikilo Bhuvana Maya, Chinavichina Kartri, Vibhuta Bahulam Rigya Mukti Mohanta Datri, Shiti Lidavidi, Raga Radha, Radhe Shadani, Vilasatu Hridi Nityam, Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. He said, I think if my Guru Maharaj read this sloka, he would think, oh, Sridhar Maharaj has captured me in a cage. Like the Royal Bengal Tiger. If he's not in the cage, you might be afraid to approach. So Saraswati Thakur is so intense, maybe not everyone is comfortable in approaching him, but caged that way, whether in poetry or otherwise, then we can have a glimpse of what he's like. And in classic Guru Maharaj structure, it's the exploitationist, renunciationist, and dedication. means Nikhila Bhuvana Maya China Vichina Kartri. He's smashing different concepts of exploitation, that exploitation will bring you happiness in this world, and the karmis. And to rise above that, the jnanis, Vibhuda Bahulam Rigya Mukti Mohanta Datri, he's showing the futility of their wrong thinking. And what is he doing? Shiti Lidividi Raga Radhesha Dvani. He's slackening or loosening the way, the entrance into Raga Marg, the path of divine love. When he spoke of preaching in the West, once he told that that the Gaudiya Math should open a center in London and have a youth hostel, and he told that non-vegetarian food can be supplied to them from a restaurant nearby. When Guru Maharaj heard this, Guru Maharaj is from a high-class Brahmin family. When he joined Saraswati Thakur, quoted, Yad yada charati shrestas tad tad evetarojana. If men of this quality join, it'll be good for the prestige of the mission. When Guru Maharaj heard this, he was shocked, and he said, I think that will introduce contamination into our side. Rather than them becoming elevated, our side will get polluted. And Saraswati Thakur answered by saying, he said, no, you don't understand. I decided this 10,000 years ago. It's not just like an idea that came to me last week. 10,000 years ago, I decided this. And Guru Maharaj said, when he said that, it was like a lightning striking his heart. And Saraswati Thakur said, we must employ the principle of Vaikuntha Britti. And in this case, Vaikuntha means, which means unlimited or without limitations, means, you know, liberal, right? He himself, who was so strict, right? Jati Rajaganai Parisevi Param, the king of the sannyasis, right? He was willing to slacken the principles to allow others to get access to Krishna consciousness. Guru Maharaj points out that his motto, Pujala Ragapat, Gaurava Bhange, Matala Sarujana Bishayarange, that the path of Raga Marg shall remain above as worshipable. And from this plane, the least connection we'll have with that, with service, and that will deliver the full wealth of Krishna consciousness to everyone. That was his contention. In the case of people making a big show of Krishna consciousness, he's dismissing them as being insubstantial or infantile. But in the case of the actual devotees coming in connection with that plane, he's saying, if you have the least connection with that, you'll get the full result. That's why he's, in Guru Maharaj's word, slackening the vidhi and emphasizing the service to the Raga Marg plane to get a connection. Oh, and through association. So that lawyer, when he said about trying to be converted, Saraswati Thakur said also, I was alone in the jungle of Mayapur, and here it is, 10 years later, and I've got 500 men now that he converted, and more one by one, who are broadcasting what I say. And although he is called Prabhupada, he, which is a very high title, he addressed his own disciples as Prabhu, which we've come to accept as being ordinary in time. But actually, at that time, the word Prabhu was reserved for Guru. So why is this Guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, calling his disciples Prabhu? In other words, why does this Guru call his disciples Guru? Why does he address them in that way? Because his, we heard this from Srila Prabhupada, from Srila Guru Maharaj, from Srila Govinda Maharaj, that the Mahabhagavata devotee actually doesn't accept anyone as a disciple. Rather, they see their disciples as extensions of their own guru, Vaibhav. So he's saying to his own followers, addressing them as Prabhu, and bowing to them, saying, Dashoshmi, I am your servant. And sometimes he would say, actually, all of this service, the whole service of the Gaudiya Mahat, is my responsibility. But I'm unable to do so. So I'm asking you to help me. There's some seva that's come down from the Guru Varga. And I'm responsible for that. But I'm unfit to do this on my own. So I'm pleading with you to help me to do that seva. And what is that seva? It's hinted at there. It says, Shuti Lidhi Vidhi Vidhi Raga Radhya Radhe Sadvani Radha Dasyam, as expressed by Guru Maharaj in the Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, which was his vehicle for capturing Srila Saraswati Thakur, was the praise Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We were told, we shall worship Nityananda Prabhu to get the grace of Mahaprabhu. You get the grace of Mahaprabhu, then the connection with Radha Govinda. So Srila Guru Maharaj's strategy for getting the favor of Srila Saraswati Thakur was to praise Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And particularly with the sloka, Sri Gauranumatam Sarupa Viditam Rupa Agrajayan Adritam, Rupa De Pariveshitam, Ragu Gunai Ashvaditam Sevitam, Jiva Dhyaya Virakshitam, Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam, Sri Radha Parasevan Amritam Aho Tadatam Isho Bhavan. By identifying what is the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world. I said earlier that Gurudev said Saraswati Thakur attracted to the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What is that wealth? Guru Maharaj explained, Sri Radha Padasevanam Ritam. The nectarian service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That expressing and giving a link to. Right? That is his idea, to bring everyone in connection with that, but through some practical service in this plane. Right? When it said, Bishayarange, Guru Maharaj said is like bait, the bait you use to bring someone, to get them hooked, to bring them in connection with something else. So what was he doing? When he told, in a humorous way, Guru Maharaj mentioned Saraswati Thakur said about him twice. He told him, improve your dress. Because Guru Maharaj is like, very simple. He said, a life of luxury is not possible for me. So that means two times Saraswati Thakur had to tell him to improve his dress. And he said the second time he explained to them, he said, the way you're dressed now, he said, the person you're trying to preach to, they're not going to be very impressed. They're not going to take you seriously. So what did he do? when he went to Vrindavan on that parikrama, we're told he showed up in a motor car, which now is not such a big deal, right, in the modern world. At the time, it was unheard of. Like, sadhus, they didn't wear shoes. And he's coming, he's in a car on the Brajamandal parikrama. Right? That's not, I can never forget hearing Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj. He was saying how degraded people have become in the Kali Yuga. He said, nowadays, everyone is, he said, drunkard, womanizer, motor car driver. Same. In his mind, you know, like, it's all the same. So he shows up in a motor car. Right? And what happens at that time? We're told that he's with 500 followers. And one of the Goswamis in Radhakunda, Brahmin, he says to, he said, oh, considering the Gaudiya line, he said, oh, we Brahmins, we can give blessings to Das Goswami and his followers. Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva Charja, and the Rupanuga line. He says in his Manashiksha, Bhur Suragane, calls the Brahmins the gods of this world. Bhur Suragan. And then we're giving blessings to Das Goswami and his followers. Saraswati Thakur immediately, and the man said, now we'd like to serve you all for some. Saraswati, I'm fasting. And all of his 500, they're all fasting. Because they're offended by this man. Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva charge of the Rupanuga line. This man said, we can give our blessings. Such arrogance. So Saraswati Thakur, he won't touch anything. And neither will any of his followers. And that man's thinking, what have I done? Then the disciples of Saraswati Thakur explained to him, and he made some adjustments, and begged forgiveness. I'm a foolish man. I didn't realize what I was saying. But Saraswati Thakur explained to his devotees, he said, if I was a Babaji living in Radhakunda by myself, and I hear something like that, I just withdraw. I just withdraw to some other place where I don't have to hear those things. He said, but I've come here in a motor car with 500 followers as the acharya of the Gaudiya Math. I have to say something. I have to take a stand. Right? So Guru Maharaj said his expressions, he said, were mostly revolutionary. Right? As in, when he told, again, on the, if you add this all up, it sounds very, that the disciples were really on a regular basis having to reconceive Krishna consciousness. What is that? It's a hole or something? It's not giving more there. Anyway, so in Vrindavan, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as we've gone on parikrama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on parikrama to so many different holy places. And this conception came to them, Bhaktivinoda said, Vrindavan, and this is related by Saraswati Thakur, he said, Vrindavan is for shallow, hollow thinkers. He said, a man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, when Saraswati Thakur said, Vrindavan is for shallow, hollow people, Guru Maharaj said, it was as if I fell out of the top of a tree. Up to this point, we've been told Vrindavan's the highest place. It's for what the highest section, only the highest section of liberated souls can enter there. Right? So on the one hand, I'm telling the Siddha Mahatma, Siddha Purusha Vrindavan, he's an infant class Vaishnava, and Vrindavan, it's for shallow, hollow people. A man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. Again, these are not statements for us to repeat carelessly or thoughtlessly. But again, he's speaking from a particular perspective. So what is Vrindavan? How is it known? Another way, the land of Milan or meeting. Right. Krishna Bahire Visajalahoi Bitare Anandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. Separation has been identified as yielding a superior substance from the heart and Krishna consciousness and Krishna Prem. So he's saying Vrindavan, the place of meeting, that's for the shallow. The deep thinker, they will prefer Kurukshetra. And when he says Kurukshetra, he doesn't mean Kurukshetra of the Bhagavad Gita, but Kurukshetra meaning after 100 years of separation, Radharani and the Brajagopis from Krishna, and Krishna comes from Dwaraka with the queens of Dwaraka and all of his associates. Radharani, Brajagopis, Nanda, Yashoda, they come from Vrindavan. It's during the solar eclipse. Right? At that time, they meet. So Guru Maharaj said, at that time, separation has reached its zenith point. It's at the highest, at its greatest depth, height, achievement. And Radharani's service necessity reaches its greatest necessity. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, if you can get some service at that time, okay, not talking about some abstract type thinking or something, saying if you can render service at the time of its greatest necessity, as Guru Maharaj says, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. So if you can render service to her at the time of her greatest necessity, it's inconceivable the sort of remuneration that will come to you. Now we understand something about the thinking of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Saraswati Thakur. They're told he is suppressing spiritual emotions to not mislead others. When one man came to him once preaching, quoting slokas about the beauty of Lakshmi Devi, and Saraswati Thakur found himself in a dilemma. His heart wanted to express something about the beauty of Srimati Radharani. But he's thinking, that cannot be expressed in this world. But the man keeps going on, quoting another sloka about the beauty of Lakshmi Devi. And Saraswati Thakur's heart becoming very erupting, volcanic eruption, that he wants to express something about her beauty, but he's suppressing that, thinking it's not proper, not appropriate to express that in this world. Guru Maharaj said he fainted and fell out of his chair onto the floor, would not express it. But that same person who's meticulously suppressing spiritual emotions said when he would quote the Bilapa Kusumanjali of Raghunath Das Goswami in the sloka, Ashavare Amrita Sindhu Mayi Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratamhi tvam chet kripamayi vidashari naiva kim me prane brajena chaboro rubakarinapi. Where he's expressing his heart's inner desire for the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Guru Maharaj said sometimes he is sharing that sloka with a few of his intimate serving group and crying profusely. We've seen pictures of Saraswati Thakur, how grave, he's the personification of gravity. He said, but that sloka where he said, if I don't get the service of your lotus feet, my life is useless, Vrindavan is useless, and Krishna is of no value to me. It's very intense. This is why Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva Charja, indicating ultimately what is our target and necessity. The necessity of devotees is the service of who is nearest and dearest to Krishna. This is how abstract Krishna conception becomes something palpable and accessible, is by serving who is nearest and dearest to Krishna. Kintu Prabhoya Priya Evatasya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Guru Jana Shire Puna Shobha Shataguna. Guru Jana Shire Puna Shobha Pai Shataguna. That above the head of my Guru, Krishna looks 100 times more beautiful. This is, if we can appreciate that, the mystery of Krishna conception and all its intensity and beauty is and counts there. 100 times more beautiful on the head of my Guru. And so what is our idea? Serve the feet. Come in connection with the least aspect. So Guru Maharaj wrote elsewhere, pranamami cha charanantika paricharaka sahitam. Just as we don't worship Krishna alone, neither do we worship Guru alone. As Krishna has his entourage and paraphernalia, so does Guru's entourage and paraphernalia, not to be isolated or divorced from the entourage or paraphernalia. So Srila Saraswati Thakur, in his final days, just before his disappearance from the world, he was in Puri, and Guru Maharaj told Jajavar Maharaj, who we had the good fortune to meet, he was singing different songs, high songs, for Srila Saraswati Thakur in the last few months of his life. And at that time, he was withdrawing from this plane and really exclusively entering the other side. Right. Guru Maharaj wrote in his prayers with regard to the disappearance of Saraswati Thakur, which came on December 31st, 1936, changing into January 1st, 1937, that the time of his leaving was significant in that it's something very high, because Guru Maharaj has indicated we can say something, but at that time, it said Radha and Krishna awaken. And Guru Maharaj is saying, Radharani is looking at her serving group and asking, where is Bimala Manjari? Nayana Mani Manjari. wants to know where, and feeling intense separation from her brings Saraswati Thakur from this plane into that plane. It's inconceivable that Guru Maharaj has written that, but that is very same. That is the significance of that time. That Srimati Radharani, she can no longer tolerate separation from Srila Saraswati Thakur. So in Govardhan, Gurudev has the Sri Dwaita Das Seva Kunj. Is that what it's called? There was a sloka, Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Dwaita Kripabdaye. Barsha Banavi Devi Dwaita, the one who's very dear to Srimati Radharani. So that Saraswati Thakur, when he, and perhaps in Mayapur, when his residence was being constructed, there was like the ground level and then a story above. And he said, I'm going to stay on the ground level. And then the devotees were saying, but then who can stay above you? Then no one can stay there. You understand? And so they said, then who is that for? Saraswati said, that is for our Guru Varga. For Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das, Babaji Maharaj. They'll stay there. So consistently, that is always his idea. Pujala Raghavat Gaurava Bhange. That beautiful divine world of Krishna consciousness that we speak of and hear of. Keep, don't try to bring that down to this plane. Let it remain as it is there. And from here, we will position ourselves a step removed. Just as in Radha Kunda is considered the place of the superior gurus, we're told our place shall be Govardhan, awake in the upper world, in the morning go to Kusum Sarovara, collect flowers, serve the Guru Varga and Radha Kund, and return to Govardhan. Again, Raghunath Das Goswami, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. And we can say that with great certainty in front of Giriraj Govardhan. And Saraswati Thakur spoke on the glories of Govardhan, saying that it is the Govardhan conception is the medium through which Krishna conception is extended. It's the same principle. He said, as the cowherd men, Krishna's a cowherd. When they want to make more cows, you have a potent bull and cows, and you make more cows, regardless of the social position of the cows. Whether it's Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra is irrelevant. It all has to do with the source. As the sloka you quoted, Akrishti Krichacheta Sam Sumanasam Uchchantanam Changasam Achandala Amukha Loka Shulabo Mukya Sriya. No diksham nacha satkriyam purusharjam managikshate mantra ram rasana spragava palati Sri Krishna namatmaka. All that is essential is Krishna's desire to express himself. Then, regardless of the pH content of the soil, Krishna conception will spring out of that soil. In the case of Saraswati Thakur and his followers are very exalted. So many of them, exalted souls. Still, the intensity and the purity and the quality of his Krishna conception springing out of their soil. Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. Then he infuses in them the spirit to extend Krishna conception to others. As Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he could have engaged in his own internal culture in the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, and we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation. But even in that temple, we visited there. We seen that little tiny room. That's where he heard Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, the voice of Srila Saraswati Thakur telling him, take Krishna consciousness to the Western world, take it to the English-speaking countries. So at, 70 plus, he has gone on a 30-day boat ride. Like, we're upset if we have to be on an airplane for 9 hours. Right? Prabhupada was on a boat for 30 days. Right? But what's maintaining him? Chaitanya Charitamritam. He said, the source of all my vitality. And the voice, the divine instructions of Saraswati Thakur, satisfy Bhaktivinoda Thakur, satisfy the predictions of Mahaprabhu, spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Bharata bhumite hoila manusha janma jar janma sar takakari para upakar. This is the best thing you can do for anybody and everybody. Extend Krishna conception to them. That's what his ask is of us, all of us. What we will think we're totally unqualified in so many ways. Still, some aspect of Krishna consciousness, of Krishna conception, has charmed us on some level. We've appreciated that. He wants you to extend that to others, to other persons. That's all we're trying to do. Admittedly, we're extremely unqualified. When we think of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and Guru Maharaj said that Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, called Saraswati Thakur Superman. That was his. He said, Govinda Maharaj is told he was a Superman. Right? Another, that Lord Shetland from England, he said, after he met Saraswati Thakur and his followers, he said, now I understood what Jesus and the 12 apostles were like. That level of intensity. I mean, in one sense, we say that's understatement, but we're just using things that make sense to people in different parts of the world. Yes. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Tiro Bhav Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai.